publication showed you where the School of Assassins training school was, right outside of Los Angeles. And they know they can train murderers. And we know that they were trained murderers that followed Wallace like, what was it, 5 months? Or 4 months? And followed Kennedy the same period, and they find $100 bills on them, and none of them had a job. Why don't we do something about that? We say we're going to heaven. Say we're going to go to heaven, and all those devils will go to hell. But if the roadmap's kind of screwed up, you better start making you a heaven here. And the roadmap is a bit screwed up, because right here on the last page, you find Jesus is, both Luke and Matthew agree that Jesus' father is Joseph. But then his grandfather, Matthew says, is Jacob. And Luke says it's Heli. Don't say, well, that's a nickname, because the Jews only said one name, like Joseph of Arimathea. There were no two names in Jewish history. Then the great-grandfather of Matthew says was Mathon, but Luke says it was Mathot, M-A-T-T-H-A-T. They misspell the word. And then Luke has it, Jesus having 15 more grandparents back to Abraham than Matthew. Well, that's enough. Without all these other horrible sins, like Lot offering his daughters to a mob to save angels. Angels are supposed to have wings. It says, take my daughters and rape them, but don't harm the angels. What kind of foolishness we've read and believed. Slaves, obey your masters. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. That's why some of our early forefathers were killed and burned at the stake. It says right here, suffer not a witch to live. So if you didn't like somebody's religion, you call them a witch and you burn them. It says burn them. Oh, the Bible's full of it. It said God never did that. No, not my God, but your God, if you got that book, did. The Bible, King James. He's still the God of some of you here in the room. I'd think by now you'd get over it, but still holds on. It says here, God says, when thou goest forth to war against thine enemies, and the Lord thy God hath delivered them into thine hands, and thou hast taken them captive, and seest among the captives a beautiful woman, and hast a desire unto her, thou shalt go in unto her. In the original it says this, it describes the sex. Do what you will with her. Be your husband. As long as she satisfies you, and you have, when then you have no delight in her, then thou shalt let her go. Old Saul, oh, the old David, these old stories, like the man we caught here, this local Adventist man that had caused that big, heavy woman to get pregnant that was in our nursing home. I said, don't let her out, not even with a preacher. He was a dirty, lecherous bastard. I knew he wasn't trustworthy. I said, don't let her out. 400-pound moronic woman. He got her pregnant. And I knew, because I've evolved, I've got a gift, I knew that he'd done it. Sure, you're miserable. You don't like the truth. 50, 60 years, you've held on to your lies. I come along. You know I'm going to lose you. You're never going to come back. I've got nothing to do but to give you the truth. But you're so damn prejudiced, you won't hear. The cops sit there with headaches, sit there with nerve aches. Why? You could have lived 20, 30 years better if I'd have come along. But everybody wanted a Cadillac. I don't have a Cadillac. I got nothing under this at all. Nothing. Just an old jacket. Nothing under it. Got no clothes, no shoes. Just used. I don't waste time for shorts or nothing else. Just me under here. Don't waste any time for cars. I've adopted 8 children. This old jacket I dug out of the rummage sale tonight. I don't bother with a shirt. Why, I need a tie when you can just zip up an old jacket like this. It's a little hot, but I like to feed babies. No one claps. I'm trying to get through to some people that will never hear the truth again, because they've got a lying preacher like everyone in this town that's come up. That's why we've got members here, because I've caught them on the phone. I've had testimonies. Finally get them to say what they'd say to me where others could hear them. Lois Ponce, who's the head of the hospital here, Hacienda, can tell you, her Assembly of God pastor said the Bible's full of errors as she's coming right through the door. Her pastor said it's full of errors, but I couldn't. He'd tell her, no, it wasn't any errors. This wretched nurse coming right through the door. But I got her on the phone. He told his lie again, didn't he, Lois? Told his lie again. Said, yes, I know they're full of errors. The local pastor of the Assembly of God Church. You know why they won't tell you the truth? Because they don't want to wear old jackets. They don't want to wear shoes that are not the right size. I've got somebody's shoes on. I don't even know who they are. I get athlete's foot, I heal it 15 times in 2 years. They want that Cadillac. They don't get up and clean their rugs like I cleaned it tonight, or clean the latrines like I did, or pick up the cans all over this building, or wash somebody's backside tonight that had a BM, a little child, and combed how many children's hair in there, because I combed one. All the little boys said, I want you, Father, to comb my hair. So I combed their hair. They don't want to get their hands dirty. They're a bunch. No, 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 no clapping. No clapping. No clapping. No clapping. I don't give a damn for your claps. I want people to hear the truth. They're so stupid. They won't listen. And it's hard to get through. And if you make noise, they'll never hear me. Mr. Jones got a new, Reverend Cornish Jones, pastor of the Assembly of God Church, got a new car every year. He isn't about to give that up. I don't own a car. You've got buses out there, so there'll be safety on the highways. I ride in the same bus with you. I sleep on the floor of the church in Los Angeles, so we'll have money for you to eat, for your children to have good clothes, for your children to have schools. For every one of my senior citizens to never be in want. Not one time will they be in want. I have to die, you won't be in want. I'd sell my body on a street like a common whoremonger before I'd see one of you go hungry. I'm getting rid of folk tonight. I won't have to feed some because I'm taking care of some of them right now. You can't take the straight truth. What kind of a God would tell Jephthah to make a vow at the Battle of Ai? Says, if you win this battle, then he says, God, I'll make blood sacrifice to the first one that comes through my door. And the prophet Jephthah won the Battle of Ai. God, it said, made him win the Battle of Ai. And so what did he do? He murdered his daughter. He burned her alive. Don't you tell me it's not in the book. It's right there in the book. 2 months she went about bemoaning her fate. And he murdered her alive. These stories, Elisha, 2 Kings 2:23, 42 children were killed for laughing at his bald head. Right. Said the prophet, well, let's find it here. There came forth little children and mocked him and said unto him, go up, thou bald head. And he turned back and looked on them and cursed them in the name of the Lord. Curse them in the name of the Lord. What kind of damn lie you've been flooding, Lord? I'm going to get rid of some folk tonight. What kind of lie? What kind of lie you held on to? What kind of a God? I ask you, what kind of a God would, what kind of a God would cause little children to be burnt, killed with she-bears? You awake now? You think that God's going to strike me dead? I'm going to be around. Every time I get angry like this and tell the truth, I get healthier. And I'm a granddaddy. Much more than most of you. I got grandchildren up here, and I'm going to be a great-grandfather in a long while. And I'll be around here for a good little while. As long as you keep wanting me dead, I'll keep them up tonight! Oh! There are people that would kill this God if they could kill him. Ezekiel 14:9. And if the prophet be deceived when he has spoken a thing, I, the Lord, have deceived the prophet, and I will stretch out my hand upon him and will destroy him from the midst of my people Israel. Did you ever think about that? If God deceives a prophet, who should be destroyed? Absurdities, absurdities, absurdities. Prophets were told here to go to lie, to make covenants, and then to kill everyone except the little girls that had not known a man. Then to kill every animal, every baby, every man, every woman. Don't tell me. Look at Abraham, look at Isaac. Go back and read it. Absurdities. Judges 1:19 says God could defeat the inhabitants of the mountains. You don't want to listen. You're head. You quit listening because your religion won't let you listen. Some damn preacher has got your neck. He's got your head. He's got you in the noose. And you won't listen because you've been told I'm a devil because I make you think. Sure, you'll not come back. You're so angry. But this one thing, when I meet you, your blood won't be on my hands. You have your own blood. You have your own blood that we can stand for. I'm tired of fooling with religion. I didn't build this with any sky god. When I was 5 years of age in Lynn, Indiana, my grandfather had a little Indian in him. Great, proud man. But he was the wrong color. He was dying. The church didn't come. They never sent a nurse. Had rich organs, fine, fine pulpits, lovely chancel choir curtains, and beautiful rugs. But nobody ever came. The local doctor was a good churchman too. Dr. Parker. My proud grandfather died 8 hours in agony. Not a pill, but aspirin. I run to the doctor. I said, Dr. Parker, please come. He said, I can't come. I've got a case over here on Millionaire Street. I'll never forget it as long as I live. Elmer Johnson. Elmer Johnson had a carbuncle, but he had money. And he was the right color, and he wasn't poor and nor Indian. I heard my grandfather beg to God to take his life, beg to God to take away the pain. 5 years of age, it printed on my mind. Nobody came. I looked up to the sky, and I said, this is the last time anybody will die in my presence. I was 5 years of age. I said, I'll not ask you for any more favors. I'm pretty much older than five now. I've been around here. That's been long, long years ago. That's been nearly a half century ago. I said, I'll ask you no more favors. And my grandfather died like a dog. And when I shook my fist to the sky, my grandfather smiled. And he said, you give me the delight of my heart. He said, I wish I had dared think like you. I'm not quoting him accurately, but that's principally what he said. And he'd been a preacher, but he was tired of it. Hadn't done him any good. Sure, I'm causing you to think. Now you think, what have I got to gain? You're not coming back anymore. You'll never give another dollar. What did I have to gain? I work every day, night after night, do my own dirty work, clean up my own latrines because I won't keep the silver polish. But if I'd sit up here like a god, like a father divine, and sit here and bow my head, the people would all be around to my ever quick little haste and beck. They'd do everything I wanted. But I've taken away the imagery. If I'd be up here like a Daddy Grace, they'd all just bow and scrape. But I'm no Daddy Grace. I'm an old rugged nigger Jim Jones. I knew that upset. I'm getting every quarter tonight. I remember ever rejoicing, saying when she was so sick and I healed her, she couldn't get her breath. She said, I stayed all night for her former minister in the peace mission. Stayed all night, stood up, waiting on the door to open. Just stand all night to wait on him. And he wouldn't even look at me and smile. Said, you come every time I need you. Every time I need something, you're there. That's the difference between me and those kind. It's a new dispensation. It's a new dispensation. That's the way the peace mission started. But it sure got off track some ways down the road. It sure got off the track. And no use for me to say anything else. And don't try to make me duplicate it, because I can't duplicate it. I wouldn't wear rings. I said once that I looked at MJ Divine, I said to him, "Why do you wear these rings? These diamonds." Secretaries rose up against me. He always treated me. He said, "You go ahead and say what you will." You remember in the old days, he'd let me preach. They'd pipe it through the PA systems and they'd listen to me. Even though I'd say things to him nobody else ever dared say. But we came from the same kind of a spirit originally. And he understood I was what he wanted to be. I dared to be free. I had no secretaries to bind me. The one day when he was so in sickness, I walked up to him in his office. I said, "Come with me." He started out of the office to go with me. His secretaries formed a cordon right around, wouldn't let him leave. Catherine and Broad. He wanted to get out of that mess. But he built up too many walls that he couldn't get out of. The very walls that imprisoned him in the last. He put too many people around him that liked class and position and fine rides and fine jewels and fine clothes. And so it made a tomb out of one which was once a great, great move of people. Fed the masses in Harlem, lifted the oppressed. But then Cadillacs and Dusseldorfs came along, and the big cars, and the fine Woodmont castles. And then you lose the spirit. No rich, no pride can go into the kingdom. He said, harder for a rich that enter the kingdom than a camel to go through the eye of a needle. The love of riches is what? Root of all evil. Well, I've clipped a lot of wings. What have I had to gain? Some of you I've met one time. You don't know me. Your prejudices are deep. You've been brainwashed. I've proven everything I said. There's not one story straight in that book. And I prove it to anybody who read this. Not one story straight. And I've got on tape some cases of ministers who told in secret sessions when they came to me to get healed, didn't believe a word of it. And as I said, what kind of a sky god would be lonely? I want to clip that on before I close. What kind of a sky god would be lonely and make somebody to worship him? When I look out over this world today, and I look out over death, disease, sin, sickness. So, well, he didn't start that. Well, if he's the beginning, if he's a man up there and he started everything, he started all. So God created darkness and he created light. Created death and he created health, the scriptures say. But not the kind of God that I serve, because I serve principle. I serve infinite mind. I serve the evolved intelligence of socialist humanistic reasoning. I serve the Christ within. I don't serve any kind of sky god. I would never serve it. I care too much about principle. Now you have to do one better for me if you want me to follow you. You have to outlove me. You have to outshare. You have to take care better of my loved ones than I do. My senior guest and every little animal and every one of my children. You have to go to more courts than I do and fight for more people's rights. I've got old people here, their churches deserted them. I've had suits put against them, and only I could defend them. Attorneys wouldn't even take their case. The churches never came when they were in need. One woman was in another church. She was cut off of her Medicare. She needed a bottle of aspirin. Needed a bottle of aspirin. She took it, and the market on Turk Street was going to put her in jail. I said, "You put her in jail, and we'll picket your place. We'll ban you. We will put a picket around you." And I didn't even know the woman. Isn't it true? Isn't that what we did? I said, "If you do that to that old woman, who the poor person you ought to put in jail is Governor Reagan for cutting her money back so she didn't have enough money to get aspirin when she was in need. I said, you do that, and we will see that 1,000 people... Oh, you can't imagine how quick they were to drop those charges. That's been over and over again. Over and over again. Frame-ups. So until my loved ones and my anger, don't confuse it with lack of concern for you. I'm just angered at ignorance. Until you can show me a religion that does better than I have done, I shall be my own Savior. I shall be my own Redeemer. For this reason, none of the stories you tell me make any sense. In the beginning, God created somebody to worship Him. Or He created angels, and one of them, the most beautiful, led a third of His angels off course. And that Lucifer set up a kingdom of his own. And somebody will tell me, well, God had to give people the ability to do right or wrong. He wouldn't want to make them automatons. What He should have done is made nobody. That's what I'd have done. I'd have made nobody. If I'd gotten that mess of being lonely, I'd have stayed lonely. You understand what I'm saying? The Adventists, the Baptists, the Pentecostals, they all say God was lonely. Loneliness, God! How many nights I've been lonely. I didn't call you up to get anybody to share my agony with me. How many times when you're shot at as I've been shot at, and I'll tell you whatever's working for me is better than your sky god, because people have prayed me to death, but I willed myself to life when they shot me, and the holes were as big as the end of my finger, and I got up on my own power, and there was nobody else to help me. The medical people knew that put their fingers right in there, said it was biggest. I didn't look, because I didn't want to look at that. I've learned how to use my mind. If I'd have looked at that, I'd have died. I looked within. Because my grandfather was the last one I intended to die in my presence, and he's been the last one to die. Got a healthy-looking son around here. Two of them. They would have been dead. Why, he'd have been dead when he was little, came malnourished. They said his brain had been damaged when I adopted him. He's not damaged now. He's making A's and B's. He was on the honor roll when we took him out of the orphanage in Asia. And Jim, his kidneys were cut off, severed right over here on East, right off of the 101 on Schoolway by a drunken driver. You can check the Dr. Curtis's kidneys are just as good as they ever were. Where's Jim at? You look good. And he'll tell you when you get sick or in trouble, who do you call on? You. And I got him through. The hospital said he'd die here, but I got him through. They said, and the other son, Stephen, wherever Stephen was, they said he was suffering with a fatal condition that would affect his kidneys. But I tell Stephen, wherever Stephen's at, he's down, I think, taking care of some work. But you've heard his testimony plenty of times. I said, when you go back, they'll say, it's all right, Stephen, because I use this mind. See, that's where it's at anyway. That's where it's at anyhow. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being a form of a servant, considered it not robbery to be equal with God. Though he was a slave, he considered it not robbery to be equal with God. See, I know Jesus, and I know a lot of things about soul evolution and immortality, but I'm not telling you the positive side tonight. I just want to get the negative out of the way. If you live on, you're going to have to work at it better than you're doing. If immortality comes to you, it'll come by working at it. You hear what I said? This woman that got thrown down the stairs, nobody else could help her but me. Thrown down the stairs because she was at relatives where I had suggested she not go. She's sweetly trying to convert somebody. But there she sits. No broken bones. Week before last, Sunday, on the beginning of our vacation in Seattle, she was thrown down the steps. Dorothy Whirlieve went down the steps, stone steps bigger than this building. And they said she was dead at the bottom of the steps. Said, come, she's dead. I didn't run. I just walked because I've learned to trust me. It works when I keep calm. If I get excited, it won't work. If I keep calm, I can help you. That's why you've seen how many times this year? 29 times when death came.
That's right.
I never run. I walk. So when you want to get away from it, you think about it. And some of you do, because you've got to have your own thing. You try your own thing. But I'm going to venture to say, every time you pray anymore to the sky god and close your eyes, you're going to find static. And you're going to try to get around Jim Jones' static, but it's going to be hard. His face will come and his voice will come popping in there, and you'll be reminded of this evening, and it'll be static, because I'm going to cause you static to try to save you. Every time you pray, I'm going to cause you static till you start doing. Jesus said, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth." Here's where you're going to have to save yourself, is in the earth. If you build a new world here, you have a better world there. You wouldn't take a bunch of people that had polluted everything and take them to heaven. No, you'd take the kind of people who build a new heaven that had built something good here. So you better get with it, child. Whether you want to believe it or not, what I have said tonight is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Your stories don't hold water. God created a devil, and the devil rebelled. God gave him the power to rebel, and who suffered? Adam and Eve. They eat of a tree when they didn't know right from wrong. Said, "Adam, don't you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." Well, if you don't know knowledge of good and evil, you don't know right from wrong. Said, "Adam, you can eat of the tree of life, but if you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the day you do, you'll die." Serpent come walling around and says, "Why, go ahead and eat that tree. It's a good apple. You won't die." Who told the truth? Adam and Eve didn't die. They had two children. They went on to live for hundreds of years. And then Adam was the first man. We're supposed to be now suffering. You women, you are bearing children because of the curse of Eve. Right, right, right. You go through the pain of childbearing. Man works every day because somebody, some stupid fellow in the garden who didn't know right from wrong. How are you going to know to keep from eating the tree of right and wrong if you haven't known right from wrong before you got the tree of right and wrong? And Adam couldn't have been the first man because after Cain slew Abel, he went over to the land of Nod and got him a woman. Where'd she come from? Oh, what you believe. Noah built an ark. Put every living thing on it. One Bible verse says sevens. Another says by twos. Why, Noah put two hippopotamuses, two elephants, two rattlesnakes, and he'd put two king snakes, and the king snakes had to kill the rattlesnakes. What he put on it, Mark Twain told you all this, the founder of your country. Go home and read it. Go home and read it. Don't think it started with me. Your churches have suppressed it. That's why it's not in your libraries. Just till recent days it's been released. The churches have suppressed the Age of Reason, the man that founded your country, Thomas Paine. He tells you all the errors of the Bible. Mark Twain makes fun of your Bible and writes it in letters to the earth, and his family wouldn't let it be published. Abraham Lincoln wrote a treatise against the Bible and against the sky god, and they said he believed in it. Why, it's the biggest lie that ever was ever cooked up. Thomas Jefferson said religion ought to be done away with, one of our first presidents. But they print to you what they want you to hear. All this truth has been around here for hundreds of years, but they won't let you get it because the way they keep you poor and let your sons die in Vietnam while Rockefeller gets rich. And if you look at all these religious groups, Rockefeller sends money to Billy Graham. Rockefeller sends money to Oral Roberts University. Why? What, cause he likes that kind of folk. Make people get religion. Then it's all right while Rockefeller's getting all the oil and DuPont's getting all the gold, and all these men are digging out the riches of the world. They're telling you, "Don't worry, by and by you're going to get shoes up there. You're going to go to heaven. You're going to fly around all over heaven. You're going to get to heaven up there." So when your babies die, while they're rich or sitting in a private room, as right here in this hospital till I came along, the rich would have a private room while the poor people would be sick and dying, and couldn't get inside and had to pay. And it's still the case, if we don't wash them right over here at this hospital, they'll charge you to get inside that door until Jim Jones come along. They've been known to be shipped from two hospitals in this town and bleed to death until I came along. They've been known to beat an Indian up till he died in the street till I came along. They've been known to kill blacks right in the street here. They don't do it anymore. Sky God didn't do anything about it. Sky God didn't do anything about those people that bled to death. A woman bled to death with having a delivery of a child right outside of this hospital. She didn't have the $25 to get in. But the rich get in on the word. The rich get in on their reputation. But you, if you want to go to a hospital, I'll give you 5 more minutes if you'll all wake up. It's a good thing I don't have any ego, because there's been a third of this congregation asleep for the last 30 minutes. Now, if I'd get up here with false promises and dance a jig and jump up and down and sing hallelujah and bounce around and talk and rave about heaven, well, you'd have people in here shouting. If I'd heal somebody's backache, I'm trying to heal your headache now. Because your ear is going to continue to ache until you get your head straightened around. But you know, all the truth...